At Place Fort Latour on the St John Harbour this weekend and from Wednesday to Saturday next week, Loyalist City Shakespeare is putting on the Shakespeare play The Tempest in the open air. Director of the production, Dr. Sandra Bell, spoke with Local 107.3 FM about the play, as well as the challenges and pleasures of putting on a play in the open air, and how Place Fort Latour itself plays a role in the production.
I'm the director of the current production for the Loyalist City Shakespeare of The Tempest. The last 2 years, we've done two tragedies. We did Macbeth and then Hamlet, and I thought, well, it is summer Shakespeare, I suppose. We should try to brighten it up a bit. But I've chosen a play that's in some ways a kind of a dark comedy, or it is a revenge comedy. I loved the play. I picked it for a couple of reasons. One is that we're performing the plays at Place Fort Latour, and it is a great play for an outdoor setting because the whole play takes place outdoors. So we didn't have to do too much in set decoration for that. it's also on an island, you know, so the sea surrounds it, and Place Fort Latour is right beside the water. And on opening night, we had the fog rolling in. So again, set dressing, thank you very much, St. John. It's also a play that I think suits, in some ways, today's political climate, because it's a play about everybody wanting to rule the world. Everybody wants to rule the island. Everybody wants to claim power and, you know, sort of control other people and be the ruler. So that does very much speak to today's world. And it also provides, because it's a comedy, it provides a way out of that predicament, as many of Shakespeare's comedies do, through the lens of forgiveness and union and reunions, so that sense that every, you know, the people in the play have a chance to right themselves, and most of them take it as well, this chance to become kind of better human beings, wanting to work together rather than against each other. So to, you know, the geographical and the political sort of moments, I thought would speak to today as well. The Place Fort Latour has a beautiful kind of backdrop for it, and its place on the water is terrific too. But to help with sight lines, we do actually build a bit of a stage set there. And Drew Murdoch, who devised the set this year, has made it look a little bit like a ship. We have a kind of mast that turns from the shape, the mast of the ship, just to a kind of tree on the island, with vines hanging down, kind of thing, and it just stays there the whole time. So it's a, yeah, it looks terrific in the setting of Place Fort Latour. The play allows a lot more kind of mystery in terms of the costumes, because it's kind of got a layer of magic, and there are magical characters. There are spirits in the play. There's a half human, half monster kind of figure in the play. So the costume head had a great time devising these kind of magical outfits. We do a kind of pseudo Shakespeare look. So it's a sort of Shakespearean for those characters who have just come from the European world. And then we have this kind of interesting mix of natural plus Shakespeare layered costumes for people who've been on the island for a long time. And then the magical characters. So that's always fun. It always, Shakespeare gives you the opportunity to play with sort of gender bending the characters, and we've done that again this year. Prosper, not Prospero, Prosper is now female. So it's the mother figure, which does in fact shape some of the relationships. Instead of father-daughter, we now have mother-daughter. Instead of sort of father-ruler, we have a kind of mother-ruler. And so it allows, I think, to kind of still consider what gender differences people might think of in terms of how would a woman approach this situation, you know, it would they be any different than a masculine approach to power? So it allows for sort of changes in that way, different interpretations of the text. So, I mean, Shakespeare's not a, or shouldn't be, a museum piece. So we can never know what Shakespeare wanted it to look like, but we can certainly know how it can speak to our audiences. So, yes, everything has to become kind of new with every production, new ways of seeing the characters and their relationships, and new ways of speaking to an audience. And I do try to get a little audience participation in here and there because it's all that's so if you don't want audience participation, don't sit in the front row, is what I'd say.
That leads actually beautifully to my next question, which is that what people can expect. But yeah, what do you hope people take from it? What can they expect?
It's a kind of fresh take on The Tempest, and it's a beautiful setting by the water in the coolness. Make sure you dress warmly. Shakespeare has a lot of times when his actors speak to his audience. So there's a lot of direct address to the audience as well. So you do start to feel like you're part of the world of the island. It's fun. We have this year new, we have a Prosecco bar on the green. So not only can you buy some snacks from the Fort Latour people, but you can buy some Prosecco if you fancy a little bubbly. To enliven your imagination. It really feels like a communal experience when you go to the theater and when it's outdoors. It just feels a little more open. You get the occasional music noise from the harbor across, and but it's all part of, you know, the outdoor experience. It's not as contained and controlled. And so I think, yeah, it feels just a little more heightened when you're outdoors. It was sold out for the first 3 nights. We added some more seats. You can get your seat exchanged if it is a bad day and it's canceled, or you can get a refund. But it's people always complain that they've missed their opportunity because it does sell out. Surprisingly, wonderfully, that Shakespeare can sell out. So yeah, St. John Theatre Company website has all that information on it. And you know, make sure you bring a pair of sunglasses and a big blanket for whatever might happen.
More information can be found at stjohntheatrecompany.com. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.